this breath.
What would you say of a young person who is full of life?
Is pippin.
If someone is quite quick and active in all her notion, in all emotion, you say, she is quite...
Quite old.
Remember, she's quick.
She's quite lively.
And what do you say of older people who are still able to move around very well? They are quite...
active.
The children are out later than usual. You say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
worried. A little scared.
If you get worried or concerned, you wouldn't say you feel easy about it. You'd say you felt
worried about it.
You wouldn't say you feel easy about it. You'd say
I'm uneasy about it.
Oh, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark.
I'd want to turn on the light.
Why?
So it won't be up there in the dark.
Now it's dark upstairs, and you're telling me, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
scared.
Is there any other words that you ever use for scared?
Yes, I'm afraid.
A person who gets afraid easily is kind of
nervous.
Or they could be
scary.
A place like a dark road alongside a graveyard is
scary.
She isn't afraid now. But
she has been scared.
Or she
still scared.
All about the old gray man. She ain't what
she used to be.
Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you say he's mighty
careless.
There's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of or she acts kind of
crazy.
Another word you use sometimes for people who you think act off?
Yes, yes, queer.
If a man is very sure of his own ways and never wants to change, you say, don't be so
said, don't be so crazy.
As a mule, don't be so
don't be so stubborn.
And don't be so
silly in your ways.